There is something that happens at Christmas. If you listen closely, you can hear it. Above the din of laughter or music at a party, in hushed, quiet tones late at night. It's the sound of a Christmas story. I'm David Greene, and I'd like to introduce you to more tinsel tales from NPR. Extraordinary Christmas stories that transport you to unexpected places. Baxter Black ponders the meaning of Christmas for cows. Bailey White sneaks into her neighbor's yard in search of an elusive hemlock tree. Julie Zickafoos serenades her neighbors on the coldest night of the year. We'll hear O. Henry's Gift of the Magi and Clement Clark Moore's A Visit from St. Nicholas. And we'll introduce you to stories that are sure to become part of your Christmas celebrations for years to come. It is my pleasure to share them with you now. So what does Santa really look like? And what about that red suit and the bushy white beard? Well, a knowledgeable group of first graders from the Eli Whitney School in Connecticut share their thoughts.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Santa visits about every single house in the whole world. He can't just go to one single city. He has to go to the whole world.
He wears red clothes.
He has blue eyes.
He is all wrinkly.
He has black boots.
He has a white mustache.
He wears glasses.
He has a red hat and a red suit and a jolly little belly that shakes like jelly.
He has a fluffy, fluffy beard.
To get down the chimney, he pulls in his tummy.
I get up at 6 o'clock and I run in and jump on my mom and dad and they say, oh, just a few more minutes, and then I wake up my brother and sister and finally they're ready.
My favorite breakfast on Christmas morning is my dad's pancakes, what he makes.
When Santa got...